Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Croakington, and we are on the 30th level of Wackner's Mad. How many more levels will there be? Well, I actually don't know, both in character and out. But anyway, we're on the 30th floor on the west side, and there's a corridor to the north with alcoves, and there's a corridor to the south with alcoves. I shall go north. Strange sounds echo along the dark passages of the maze's 30th level. Sounds just like maybe like that. Is that a strange sound? I think it's pretty strange. Although probably the actual sounds are different. Can't really tell what they are because it doesn't say. So you can imagine any strange sounds you want. Maybe even gonk or splickadoo. Alright, and anyway, the westernmost of the northern alcoves, here it comes. You're standing in an alcove just to the north of the broad passage you've been following. Back of the alcove stands the statue of a grim, chain-clad warrior, his face twisted into a Oh no, it's a statue, which means it's going to come to life and try to kill me, because that's what statues do, they just do, especially in Ragnar's Mad. His face twisted into a sneer and his bulging arms folded defiantly across his broad chest. A series of thin, jagged cracks near the base mar the otherwise grand structure. Cracks? Guess it's hammer top. No, turns out no, actually it isn't hammer time. Okay, going east. Something's just turned up. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's lab with. The lurching silhouette of an Okorok suddenly appears at the edge of your light, just up ahead. The silent being of wood and iron. His movement less fluid than the Okorok you've encountered outside the labyrinth, bears down on you with startling speed as it launches a swift and savage attack. This is an Okorok archetype, and I'm just going to quick combat this. We already have Umdrol's Okenwad equipped, which gives you an advantage against Okorok. But not doesn't raise the to hit, because these things scale, so that really wouldn't work. But it can stun them sometimes. Anyway, quick combat. It is slain. 17 XP. Thankful to have survived the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, going east. Alright, it's another alcove. At the back of the alcove stands a statue of a grim, chain-clad warrior, his face twisted into a sneer, and his bulging arms folded defiantly across his chest. A series of thin, jagged cracks near the base mar the otherwise grand sculpture. Alright, keep going east. And it's the same thing again. Step out of the alcove. No, come on now. out of the alcove. Okay, we've got an alcove with nothing in it. Or at least it looks like that. And it is nothing in it for now, but perhaps something will turn up later. Because, I mean, why would there be an alcove if they're not going to put something in it? I mean, this is Ragnar. Every single tile of this dungeon is here for a reason. Although perhaps the reason has been lost by sabotage and maybe going a little bit crazy. Anyway, and after those three alcoves, there's the gap and there's another three alcoves. And it's the same. Goes two more. No alcove that's the same. And the easternmost alcove that's the same. Okay, and... this is different. You're standing in an alcove just to the south of the broad passage above flowing. The back of the alcove stands a statue of a grim, chain-clad warrior, his face twisted into a sneer and his bulging arms folded defiantly across his broad chest. A series of thick, jagged cracks near the base mar the otherwise grand sculpture. Particular item may be of use here. I'm going to go hammer time. Yes, it is. 64 XP to general. With your hands tightly gripping the haft of the mighty frozen hammer, you raise the weapon and deliver a savage blow to the statue. It is as if it was made of glass. Well, most things are as if they're made of glass compared to Sir Croakington's mighty strength and hammer. The statue shatters instantly, showering this alcove with countless tiny jagged shards of stone. Oh, well, none of those cut me. Maybe I put up a barrier in advance. In fact, I did. I used fortification. I used it in advance. That's just the Neville Reserve being used. Before I smashed it, I used fortification so I wouldn't get stabbed 1,000 times by tiny shards of stone. Because you know what, that really hurts. Probably. I don't have personal experience with being stabbed by tiny shards of stone. Really, I've been stabbed by small shards of stone. You know, as part of my profession. Archaeologist, you know, you have shards of stone. They turn up. In fact, often you're looking for them. And they can, you know, make a few little holes. A short iron lever, previously hidden behind the statue, protrudes from the back wall of the alcove. You're standing in an alcove just to the south of the broad passage you've been following. The back of the alcove, a heap of rubble, all that remains of the warrior statue you demolished, lies against the wall. A short iron lever, previously hidden behind the statue, behind, or perhaps within? I'd probably put it within. You know, just because, so you don't see it from an angle. Protrudes from the back wall of the alcove. Alright, let's pull the lever. We take hold of the lever and pull it down as far as it will go. When you release the lever, your grip on the short lever vine, it slowly rises, returning to its original position. I'm not sure what that did, if anything. Maybe we'll find out later. Anyway, going west along the south side. And there's another alcove. And it's that warrior guy again. No sign to do anything. Warrior guy again. Okay, I got to the middle. Suddenly, a strange feeling comes over you, as if your energy is being rapidly drained away, picking a number. Bonus of 50, 20 from aura, 20 from mind, 10 from spirit. Got to get 75 or more, or be drained badly. Pick now. 106, success. You're able to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that has assailed you. 3 Neville Reserve drained away. I mean, it's still bad, but... not terrible. Okay, now this must be new. I'm pretty sure this is new. Maybe I wasn't paying attention before when I went past on the north side because I was too busy focused on the north side. But I think it's new. Anyway, the passage to the south then splits to the east and west. It looks like an upside down capital T. Okay, going south. Suddenly, as you move along the passage, you suddenly spot three shadowy figures lurking in the gloom just ahead. You instinctively halt and assume a combat-ready stance as a trio of Otuok emerge from the darkness and step into your pool of light. Seconds later, much to your dismay, a second group of Otuok, numbering six, appears behind the first. You begin to retreat along the passage as you hurriedly contemplate your next course of action. You cover less than 5 yards, however, when the sound of movement from the north echoes along the corridor. A quick glance over your shoulder reveals a disheartening sight. Another eight Otuok are closing in from behind. So we've got 3, 9, 17 Otuok so far. Although I suspect there'll be even more to come in later. Because there's always more Otuok. Trapped between the two bands of Otuok, with no hope of fleeing, you position yourself to face the sinister guardians one at a time, and blazingly prepare to engage the pressing horde. Okay, how am I doing this? Has Wacknar put a special alcove into his maze for specifically this purpose, so I can retreat into it, and then not be surrounded by Otuok? I mean, I wouldn't put it past Wacknar, because he is the Batman. He is the Batman of designing dungeons. He's crazy prepared. And maybe regular crazy as well, but not that much crazy. Just a little bit crazy. You know, a ridiculously small amount of crazy considering what's happened to him, but some. Maybe some. But definitely not much. Pressing horde. You step forward and bravely meet the advance of the first Otuok. I'll be quick combating these. And 17 XP. You step back from the bent, splintered remains of your slain foe and swiftly prepare to engage the next of the sinister guardians. Just going to quick combat these as they go. The next of the silent wooden iron beings moves in, attacks quick combat. And 23 XP, quick combat. 29 XP, quick combat. 33 XP, oh, the XP keeps going up. Quick combat. 35. I'm too hurt now. Slain. 41 XP. Take this opportunity to heal and be glad I have so much Neville Reserve. I don't have to dip into the quick stone, for example, which can give you a full heal anytime in combat. Very handy that. 49 XP. Here's number 10. That's 53 XP. Oh, it's starting to get quite large, this amount of experience. Right, and 57. Quickly spam the quick heal button. And quick heal. 61. More healing. Quick heal for 13. 65. 69. 73. So this is slightly more XP than what you would have got when it first came out, because of the XP rework that happened, I think 2020, where they subtly, where we made it so that the XP you get is based on absolute difficulty of the foe rather than relative difficulty. So you don't get an advantage from, you don't get more XP if you lower your MR and make things black difficulty. Yeah. Or you don't get any more XP from just making it relatively difficult. but you do get more XP from just fighting later game tougher foes. Probably only about 10 or so XP per fight, but considering you're going to have hundreds and then thousands of fights, that does start to add up. Here's the penultimate one. Quick combat that. 77 XP. And here's the last of them. The last of the Otruk. Unfazed by the twisted and shattered remains of its slain kin. Well, Otruk. The one thing about Otruk is they are never phased. An Otruk has never been phased. I mean, they're like, but they're robots. Now, you know, they're primitive robots. Not the robots that would ask, does this unit have a soul? Because in the Otruk's case, the answer is, heck no. There is no soul here. It's just wood, iron, and some magic. No souls at all. No. When you smash an Otruk, all that's left is a pile of lumber and a bit of rust. Anyway, this is the last one. Quick combat. 81 XP. You step back from the bent, splintered remains of your slain foe, and swiftly prepare to engage the next of the sinister guardians. Thankfully, as you raise your eyes and stare along the debris-filled passage, you realise you've just defeated the last of the Otruk. My singing is terrible enough. Lawyers will not bear to tell. Do 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 do. And so on. You lean back against the wall and exhale sharply. 1024 experience to general. With the remains of the Otruk Horde now strewn throughout the passage, you make a quick check of your equipment before once again setting off on your way. Okay, I can continue going down. There's an alcove to the west. An engraving of a young man standing between two towering trees fills the back wall of this broad alcove. You immediately recognise the young man in the carving to be Ragnar, who we met a couple of episodes back. Was it three? Two or three episodes back. Well, you'll be able to see clearly enough when you look at the episode's titles, and even more clearly when you look at the descriptions. Three large stone buttons set in a horizontal row, protruding from the centre of the ornate engraving. All right, I'm going to press buttons then. I'm going to press the stone button on the right. You reach out and press the stone button. When it's fully depressed, you withdraw your hand and it slowly extends until it returns to its original position. You're certainly taken aback as you realise that without your notice, the button has changed. The stone button you pressed only seconds ago is now solid wood. Ah, okay. What if I press it again? Okay, it changes back to stone. So, that's what the buttons do. The buttons change the button from a stone button to a wood button, or from a wood button to a stone button. And presumably, having the right array of buttons will change something somewhere. Okay, I'm going to make them all wood for now. Left is wood, middle is wood, right is wood. Head back east. I don't know if that's done anything. Maybe there'll be a clue somewhere. Anyway, question mark to the east. This is just the inverted pyramid formation. That's the way down, and it can't do it yet. There is more to do. Large number of wandering foes remain. Maybe I'll have to drain them all later. Okay, I'm on to the west side of the south side, and there's an alcove. Yeah, it's that warrior with his arms folded and its sneer. Aye. Oakwork archetype, just quick combat that. 17 XP. Pretty small amount of experience. You're standing in the alcove just to the south of the board pass. Yep, it's another of those warrior statues. But this time I can use the hammer. 64 XP to general. With your hands tightly gripping the haft of the mighty frozen hammer, you raise your weapon and deliver a savage blow to the statue, as if it were made of glass. The statue shatters instantly. Now, I don't have any... Well, actually, I do have glass to shatter, but I don't want to shatter it, because then, at one, I'd have less glass, and I need my glass to put my juices in. And two, I'll have shards of glass all over the place, breaking things, and then I'll step on them, and then I'll get bleeding feet, and I'll get infections, and it'll be very painful, and honestly, everyone would be like, yeah. Yeah, that's what happens when you shatter glass for no reason. So you just have to imagine the sound that it makes when it shatters. Okay, you imagining? Imagine! There, okay. Imagined. As it made of glass, the statue shatters instantly, shattering the alcove with countless tiny, jagged shards of stone. The barrier I cast previously is still up. I didn't mention it, but it's still up. I cast a very weak but long-lasting barrier. I didn't mention that, but that's what I did. A short iron lever, previously hidden behind the statue, protrudes from the back wall of the alcove. Then I'm going to pull it, of course. Pull the lever. You take hold of the lever and pull it down as far as it will go. When you release your grip on the short length of iron, it slowly rises, returning to its original position. And I can pull it again. Nope. It refuses to budge. Okay, that's probably a good sign. You can only pull it once. That means you have to pull it. And you can't get stuck in a stage where, oh, do I pull it an odd or an even number of times? And then you forget whether you pulled it an odd or an even number of times. And then you spend ages going all around the floor pulling levers over and over again, just in the hope that you can get them all pulled the right number of times. Anyway, step out of the alcove. Let's go west. Archetype of the Oteruk. Quick combat, 17 XP. Do 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 do. And there's the warrior statue. Nothing there. Okay, I'm just gonna keep going around checking out the warrior statues. No. Oh, something's turned up to the north. The north side. Okay, where there was previously that alcove that led nowhere, that's now opened up into a whole new passage. Another archetype. Yep, and, alright, still a large number of wandering foes remain. I'll either have to smash my way through them, or maybe there's something I can do here that will reduce their numbers. Anyway. Directly north of the new passage, just behind another Oakrook archetype, which turns into 17 XP, is another alcove. You're standing in a small, semi-circular chamber, just to the north of the passage you've been following. Hovering in the centre of the room, 4 feet off the floor, is a glowing, fist-sized blue orb. Ah, another one of those! The floating orb is covered by what appears to be a thin layer of ice. When you attempt to approach the orb, the strange spear swiftly moves just behind your grasp. Okay, hammer, this is for you. 64 XP to general. You hold up the hammer with icy waff, tilting its massive frost-covered head towards the icy blue orb. The floating orb immediately flares brightly, dazzling your eyes with its azure radiance. After only a few moments, the dazzling glow fades, leaving behind no trace of the blue orb. Much to your astonishment, however, you discover that another small blue gem. Okay, I'm not that astonished. It's happened about 20 times. Its colour, nearly identical to the vanished orb, is now embedded in the base of the hammer's fearsome fearsome hammer's frozen head. Okay, and then I can make my way west. Here's a drainage check. Same as the last one, pick now. 79 success, only one Neville Reserve was drained this time. Okrok Archetype, quick combat, 17 XP. Yep, and here we are. Giant fist, glowing fist-sized blue orb. It's another one of those orbs. Get the hammer, use it, 64 XP to general. And another small gem for the hammer. I'm going to go west some more. Okrok Archetype. You get in my way and I don't like that. So I smashed you. And as west as you can go. As you step into the small alcove just off the main passage. A strange sense of disorientation washes over you. Your stamina points have been fully restored. If I had known about that, I wouldn't have healed as much. Your sensation swiftly fades, leaving you feeling rejuvenated. Okay, and the Rotaruk. And now it's another pile of wood and iron. Keep going, going east, east, east. Drainage check, I failed it with 64. You're unable to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that has assailed you. 12! Of your Neville Reserve has been drained away, and that's more than half of it gone now. That's a lot. I think when you're originally on it, there's quite a good chance you'll have to go back up to the top to restore yourself, or use your Quickstone for a heal. All right, anyway, there's another alcove. And yeah, it's another one of those fist-sized blue orbs, which for the hammer, 64 XP to general, and another gem in the hammer. How's the hammer doing now? It's got one melee waiting still, and 24 small icy blue gems are embedded in the frost-covered aisle at the base of the hammer's head. How many gems do you need, hammer? How many gems do you need? Seriously, how many do you need? Okay, and as east as you go, there is aft, just behind this oak truck I smashed, is another alcove. There's a drainage check. I passed it with 83. Only one Neville Reserve drained away. And that was all that was there. There was no reason for me to go there. All it did was drain away my magic. Okay, and let's... Okay, I've explored the northern part. I'm looking at all these warrior statues along the northeast bit. Okrok Archetype. Quick combat, 17 XP. How many are left? Still a large number. Maybe they're unlimited until something happens. Warrior statue. Thin jacket cracks. Can't use the hammer of icy wrath yet. You can only use it when you are told to use an item. Pull the lever. I can't pull the lever in Salvi's corner. And wire statue, no. Wire statue, no. Quick combat. Now, I don't know what those buttons do, because there's been nothing that could suggest that. Wait a minute. Immediately recognize three large. Young man standing between two towering trees. Wait, young man. Okay, so wood on the left and stone in the middle. Because the engraving will be stone, the two towering trees will be wood. Okay, will that do anything? Let's head back east. Can I go down? Well, of course I can't. I've got to do something. Okay, I think that's the clue. Okrok Archetype, quick combat, 17 XP. Alright. Nothing seems to have changed. There's the lever, but I've already pulled it. Southwest corner. Wire statue. What could there be? Alright, doesn't seem to be anything going on with the wire statues. And I'm checking out the northern passage that was unsealed recently. Doing a bit of quick healing. Archetype again. Another 17 XP. Okay, how many is left now? Lone wandering foe prowls these passages. Well, that's a lot of progress. Alright, now. I think once I defeat that, I may well be able to move on. And maybe all of these other warrior statues don't actually do anything. I mean, I guess that could happen. Oak Rock Appetite, quick combat. 17 XP. Okay. No wandering foes remain. Can I make my way down yet? Place your hand in impression. You place your hand in the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved stalls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has just been unlocked. Alright, step onto the engraved slab. Alright, let's go to... I'm not going to go there yet. I've got 31 Neville Reserve left, and I'm not sure if that will be enough to manage the next floor. So, I'm going to make my way to the top and get out of Wackner's Mad. And now I'm just quickly making my way to the town of Ashlyre. And then I'm instantly restored by just entering the town, because that's just one of the advantages of having a quick stone, which is a very, very handy item, even if it is quite expensive. I mean, in regards to adventure tokens, of which there is a finite amount in the game, unless you're willing to flash the cash. But the amount you get in the game is several hundred, so it's not impossible. It's very possible to afford a quick stone from the free ATs. It's just you might go, but I could get a really good item from Tally's for that. Yeah, but I would say the quick stone is an adventurous token purchase you definitely should make, along with your grand residence. Get your quick stone, get your grand residence, get access to the battlegrounds. Let's see, anything else to spend ATs on? You probably get at least a couple of Chialo's elixirs. And then the rest you spend at Tally's. They're getting the ways to Hall of Ruin. You want to do that. I mean, you could probably check the wiki and get a list of all the things you can spend ATs on. But I think those are the major ones. There'll probably be more I haven't thought of right now. Alright, anyway. Frogborough. Return to Wackner's Mad. Step onto the engraved stone. Down to level 31. That's the new level. Okay, I'm sort of in the middle of somewhere. There's alcoves to the south, and there it twists and turns all over the place. Go south. As you step south into the broad passage, the unnerving sound of stone grating on stone rises up from behind you. And now I cannot get my, I cannot get out now. So it's a good thing I fully restored myself. Okay, I'm making my way southwest, and there's two question marks in a row. A massive churning assembly of metal gears blocks the passage to the west. The gears spin rapidly, each of them meshing perfectly with their counterparts. A soft, steady hum rises out the odd but imposing contraption. Right, what's that doing? I don't know. Shadow, your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. The large, inky silhouette of a long-legged spider peels away from the wall just up ahead and slips slightly towards you through the gloom. The sinister arachnid, composed entirely out of shadow, moves in swiftly, eager to snare and devour its intended prey. Quick combat. Oh, it's a shadow spider. I've not seen one of these in a while, so I'm going to fight it manually. The shadow spider attempts to impale you with its deathly stinger. Wait a minute. What's a spider doing with a stinger? Spiders don't have stingers. They have their piney palps and they have their fangs. They don't need a stinger as well. That's just too much. Anyway, that's where the silk comes out. But I guess it's a shadow one, so I guess you can make a spider have a stinger if you want. Okay. Keep going, and slay.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it. With UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
15 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay. Okurok archetype, just going to quick combat that. 17 XP. Seems that you always get that for fighting these. But the random ones, you get more for the fixed ones. Shadow Spider, quick combat that. 15 XP. Moving my way along the west side and then southeast a bit until we're to a dead end. Suddenly, you arrive at the end of a long, winding passage. You quickly spot a small pile of rubble in the corner. Close examination of the pile reveals the rubble to be jagged shards of some sort of earthenware object. Believing the shards may prove to be some purpose, you promptly scoop them up. Earthenware shards. You found this small pile of jagged earthenware shards in the musty corner, the end of a long passage deep within Wagner's deadly labyrinth. Alright, finding bits of broken pot. Alright. Looks like me and Sir Crokinson have one thing in common. That's finding broken pot. Everything else, we're quite different. I mean, she has magical powers. I don't. She was turned into a toad. I haven't been. At least, not yet. I mean, I'm sure if I was turned into a toad, I'd probably tell you. But I haven't been. Not yet. I don't know. I don't think that's a thing that happens. But in combat, there was a shadow spider, and now there is only lightness. A pervasive chill assails you as you explore these dark and winding passages. All right, I'm exploring around, going down the middle bit. Another Oakwork archetype, quick combat, 15 XP, didn't even get to adapt. Okay, and a bit, there's an alcove to the north now, just a bit to the west of where we got in. What passage to the north. Okay, and go west from that alcove. You're standing in a shallow alcove just to the south of the passage you've been following. A copper-tipped stone lever protrudes from the back wall of the alcove. Pull the lever! You pull the stone lever. Almost immediately, somewhere off in the distance, the sound of grinding metal echoes through the darkness. After several moments, the sound fades. When you release your grip on the lever, it slowly and silently returns to its original position, and I pull it again, and it does the same thing. Okay, whatever it's going to do, it's done it. Shadow Spider, quick combat, 15 XP. Okay, in the northwest corner, well, there's a suddenly. A loud, oozing sound suddenly erupts out of the darkness ahead, freezing you on your tracks. Instinct takes over, and you swiftly draw yourself into defensive stance as your eyes strain against the gloom for any sign of encroaching danger. After nearly a minute of silence, you relax your stance and prepare to resume your exploration. Now, I guess whatever it is will turn up later. I'm in the northwest corner of this floor, and there's a little circle, and then there's an alcove to the west of it. And then to the east is the west of the labyrinth. Okay, alcove to the west. You're standing in a shallow alcove just to the west of the passage you've been following. A copper-tipped stone lever protrudes from the back wall of the alcove. Then I shall pull it. You pull the stone lever. Almost immediately, somewhere off in the distance, the sound of grinding metal echoes through the darkness. After several moments, the sound fades. When you release your grip on the lever, it slowly and silently returns to its original position. Okay, making my way east. Okay, and in the northeast corner, there was another circle, and suddenly, a loud, oozing sound suddenly erupts out of the darkness ahead, freezing you in your tracks. Instinct takes over, and you swiftly draw yourself into defensive stance as your eyes strain against the gloom for any sign of encroaching danger. After nearly a minute of silence, you relax your stance and prepare to resume your exploration. Okay, making my way to the east side. Here's something new. Your exploration comes to a abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's labyrinth. A mechanical ogre, its torso, head, and hulking limbs formed out of the haphazard collection of iron and copper, stomps towards you out of the gloom ahead. The monstrous creation, its gaping maw filled with jagged metal teeth, rattles out as it moves in to attack. Mechanical ogre, I'll fight the first one manually. Mechanical ogre stomps forward and attacks. I spring forward and attack. And it is slain for 15 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth exploration status. Sizable number remain. East side, there's a lever. You're standing in a shallow alcove just to the east of the passage you've been following. A copper-tipped stone lever protrudes from the back wall of the alcove. Pull it. You pull the stone lever. Almost immediately, somewhere off in the distance, the sound of grinding metal echoes through the darkness. After several moments, the sound fades. I'm not sure what that did. And perhaps I'll never know because I'll come across something and not know it was ever any different. When you release your grip on the lever, slowly and silently returns to its original position. Okay, making my way west. And then south, we're back to the main bit. Like southeast. Okurok Aquatak, quick combat. 17 XP. Okay, we've got two question marks in a row. It's those gears again. They're blocking the way. And there's an Alcota South, but Mechanical Goblin, just going to quick combat that. 14 XP, you are weak. Inverted Pyramid Formation, obviously that doesn't work yet. Okay, and going east, and then it's snaking its way north. And then it's snaking its way west. Okay, here's going to be some earthenware shards. Suddenly. As you reach the end of the long snaking corridor, you immediately take notice of a small pile of rubble in the corner. A closer examination reveals the object, reveals the rubble to be a jagged shard of some sort of earthenware pot object. I'm not sure if it's a pot. I mean, I'm assuming it's a pot because it's made out of pottery, but presumably it could be anything. It could be a plate. It could be a stein. It could be a tile. Plenty of things that you can make out of ceramics. It could be a tiny figure of a Takaback. Believing the shards may serve some purpose, you promptly scoop them up. Okay, admittedly, if I could have a closer look at them in reality, I could probably get a guess of what they're for. Because if it's for a pot, you'd probably see at least one Whim shard amongst them. And then you'd be able to kind of like follow the shape from the Whim and go, okay, it goes in a bit and then it goes out. Okay, follow the Whim round and it's this big. So just go out that, so maybe go and get a rough estimate of the shape. Only rough though. Earthenware shards. Your exploration is brought to an abrupt halt as a massive blue blob emerges from the gloom just up ahead. Maybe pulling all those levers released this thing. The fearsome oozing mass filling the entirety of the passage. Hey! I need that passage for walking along! Amidst a strange gurgling sound as it surges towards you. And I don't like surging! Hold your ground and engage the massive blob. It's a massive blue blob, which you boldly engage. Massive blue blob, not a massive blue bob. Although it could be called Bob. So I guess it's both. It's a massive blue bob and a massive blue blob. It's a massive blue bob. Or blob bob. Or bobbity bob blob 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 bobby blob bob bob blob bob. Yeah, something like that. Surges forward and attacks. Hey, what did I tell you about surging? No surging! Gonna have to smack you for that. Attack your enemy. No unique animation for attacking with the unique. Well, okay, not animation. This is Swift. There are no animations. No unique message for attacking with the Ormdor's Oaken Staff. Oh well. And gets all the uniquenesses for fighting Otorok. It is slain. 136 experience. So I'm guessing it's 128 experience plus the difficulty bonus. With repulsive chorus of oozing sounds echoing out of its rapidly shrinking, quivering core. The massive blue blob begins to melt. After less than a minute, only a small puddle remains to mark the fearsome creature's passing. And where this puddle is still there. The puddle remains. I mean, most monsters don't leave remains. Or if they do leave remains, they're all, you don't notice them. So that must be important. Particular item may be of use here. Okay. I shall probably do something with that later. Okay. Making my way back to the main dungeon. I'll go to the south. Yeah, that's the inverted pyramid formation. And then northeast, northwest of that is a question mark. We're standing in a small chamber to the east and west. Statue of the woad-bearded man stands in the centre of the room. Statue's arms are outstretched and each of its open hands are turned upwards. Okay, two hands. And I have two earthenware shards. Might as well give that a try. I'm kind of remember. Oh, wait a minute. It's not two earthenware shards, it's one earthenware shard twice. Use the earthenware shard, 64 XP to general. The instant you hold out the small pile of earthenware shards, the statue springs to life. Before you can react, the statue reaches out its left hand and snatches the shards from you. Well, I'll take that. Well, it's not trying to kill me, that's a nice change for a statue. Then, the sculpture of the woad-bearded man once again resumes its unmoving pose. Its left hand cupping the earthenware fragments. Alright, let's use the other one. Earthenware fragments. What are you going to do with these things, you statue? And I must have been, must have to use that here, because otherwise nothing would happen. 64 XP to general. The instant you hold out the small pile of earthenware shards, the statue springs to life. Before he can react, the statue reaches out with his white hand and snatches the shards from you. I mean, good job they're fairly well-made pottery then, because that sort of thing could break some of the worst pottery. Yeah, but I guess this is fairly good stuff, not the really good stuff, because it's only earthenware, it's not stoneware, which is when pottery gets super hard. And of course, then there's porcelain when it gets to a whole other level of hardness and fanciness. So much that it was one of those big secrets of China until we figured it out. Like we figured out a lot of their big secrets. Like silk and tea. Most importantly, tea. We smuggled it out. And then we grew it in India instead. So we could have tea! Tea! Without having to sell them opium to buy it. Which is probably a good thing for everyone, really. Then the sculpture of the woad-bearded man once again resumed its unmoving pose, its right hand culping the earthenware fragments. Particular item may be of use here. Okay, a hammer of icy wrath. You take hold of the Hammer of Icy Waft, and I'm not using that out of any particular prompt, it's just that you use that everywhere in this floor. You take hold of the Hammer of Icy Waft and raise the fearsome weapon, pointing its frost-covered head at statue. And a blue icy glow suddenly surrounds the statue's outstretched hands. Just as quickly as it appears, the glow fades. Suddenly. 256 experience to general. You're startled to discover the earthenware shards you placed into the statue's hands are no longer there. Instead, sitting in the statue's left hand is a solid earthenware bottle. Realise the bottle must be of some importance. You probably take possession. I've got an earthenware bottle. This earthenware bottle is made out of the shards you discovered. The bottle is currently empty. The fact that it's making notice of it being empty means there must be a way to fill it. Anyway, I'm going to use it so it's on the recently used tab. And then I'll just be able to, you know, use it a lot quicker without scrolling through the things. Anyway, I'll go west from here. Here's another shadow spider. Quick combat that, 15 XP. Fair number of wandering foes remain. Okay. Let's see, and what about the south side of this dungeon now? Okay, I'm on the south side. I'll go to the north, there's a lever to pull. You pull the stone lever almost immediately. Somewhere off in the distance, the sound of grinding metal echoes throughout the darkness. After several moments, the sound fades. When you release your grip on the lever, it slowly and silently returns to its original position. Maybe that's unleashed more blobs. Quick combat. It is slain, 15 XP. And there's suddenly a loud oozing sound. Suddenly erupts out of the darkness ahead, freezing in your tracks. Instinct takes over, and you swiftly draw yourself in defensive stance as your eyes strain against the gloom for any sign of encroaching danger. After nearly a minute of silence, I'm guessing this is one of those oozes. It's going past, but it's not chasing me. At least, not yet. Any sign of encroaching danger. After nearly a minute of silence, you relax your stance and prepare to resume your exploration. Okay, I'm going around a little circle. Shadow spider blocks my path, but not for long. Becomes 15 XP. And there's an alcove to the east of this little circle. There's another lever. It's a copper tip stone lever. Pull it. You pull the stone lever almost immediately. Somewhere off in the distance, the sound of grinding metal echoes through the darkness. After several moments, the sound fades. When you release your grip on the lever, it slowly and silently returns to its original position. Alright, whatever it's got to do, it's done it. Mechanical Goblin, quick combat that. 14 XP, because Mechanical Goblins are just like regular goblins. Usually are about the weakest thing around. Because, I mean, usually in video games, goblins are pretty much designed to be your level one foes. That you go through in... you plow through in huge amounts. Just huge amounts. I mean, your average fantasy gamer kills almost as many goblins as your average shooter gamer kills Nazis. And your average survival horror sort of guy kills zombies or zombie adjacent things. Suddenly, a loud, oozing sound suddenly erupts out of the darkness ahead, freezing you in your tracks. I probably stepped on something that released an ooze. Instinct takes over, and you swiftly draw yourself in a defensive stance as your eyes strains against the gloom for any sign of encroaching danger. After nearly a minute of silence, you relax your stance and prepare to resume your exploration. Okay, now on the southwest side, go around a little circle. Mechanical Goblin gets in my way, but not for long. 14 experience. And there's another alcove to the west of the circle. Another of those copper tip stone levers. I pull it. And something. You pull the stone lever. Almost immediately, somewhere off in the distance, the sound of grinding metal echoes through the darkness. After several moments, the sound fades. When you release your grip on the lever, it slowly and silently returns to its original position. Whatever it did, it's done it. Okay, now I can make my way back to the middle part. Shadow Spider, but not for long. 15 XP. Dwindling number of wandering foes remain now. Mechanical Goblin is smashed. Okay, and let's go. I'm just going to wander around a bit. I'm going to look for random combats and those ooze. Your exploration is brought to an abrupt halt as a massive blue blob emerges from the gloom just up ahead. The fearsome oozing mass, filling the entirety of the passage. It's a strange gurgling sound as it moves forward. Flee immediately! You turn and dash along the passage, hoping you will be able to escape the fearsome blob. Much to your relief, the nightmarish creature, its oozing sounds still echoing all along the corridor, turns and surges off in the opposite direction. Yeah, Doesn't seem to have much of a predatory instinct. He just wanders around, oozing all over everything. But here's another massive blob. A massive blob called Bob. Possibly. I mean, maybe Wagner named all the blobs. Maybe he didn't. We'll have to ask him when we get to him, but we probably forgot by then. The fearsome blob surges forward and attacks. The fearsome Bob. Oh, there's a special attack, but I forgot to read it. I'm a stupid, stupid boy. And I go into battle rage. Stop blocking the corridor. It is slain. 138 XP. With a repulsive chorus of oozing sounds erupting out of its rapidly shrinking, quivering core, the massive blue blob begins to melt. After less than a minute, only a small puddle remains to mark the fearsome creature's passing. And here, and I can scoop up that puddle now with this earthenware bottle. 64 XP to gem. What? That was what I was supposed to do. You scoop down. Stoop down. Well, not that much stooping for Sir Croakington, as she is very small. Okay, I guess I just go across mostly. And scoop up the puddle of thick blue ooze with the earthenware bottle. The strange, frigid liquid laps against the walls of the vessel. I guess it's probably very viscous, this fluid, so you just kind of like grab it and then most of the rest comes with it. And then you really want to wash your hands. Because it's probably hella sticky. The strange, frigid, slimy liquid laps against the walls of the vessel. Okay, anyway, that was one of them. Explosion status. Dwindling number of wandering foes still remain. Okay, exploring the middle bit. And there's the alcove up, but that's gone. And massive blob again. Let's just fight it. Surges forward and attacks. Now I can read the special attack that I missed the last time because I was too busy clicking. The blue blob surges forward and envelops you, freezing your flesh as you struggle to escape its icy grasp. You've been stunned and won't be able to act during the next round of combat. I also lose 20 damage. And then it just tries to attack me, but I can't do any. But it doesn't do anything that round. Lucky me. Alright, fighting. Oh! The special again for 29 damage, then 24 damage. Keep going. Then 25 damage special. Whew, got less than 100 health left. I mean, four special rounds and I'm done. Done. But it's now mostly dead. The blue blob surges forward, sets a special attack for 17 damage. It attacks me again for 19 damage and a stun. Okay, you know what? I'm going to use the Hand of Healing to heal myself. Heal. It is slain. I was still doing a little bit of damage while I was healing myself. 139 XP. With a repulsive chorus of oozing sounds erupting out of its rapidly shrinking, quivering core, the massive blue blob begins to melt. After less than a minute, only a small puddle remains to mark the fearsome creature's passing. Then let us scoop it up. 64 XP to general. You scoop up the puddle of thick blue ooze with the earthenware bottle. The strange, frigid, slimy liquid laps against the walls of the vessel. Okay. Let's see. No point going north. Mechanical Goblin. Quick combat. 13 XP. I'm going to go to the end of this passage because there was some ooze there. Passage on the east side that twists about. Let's go, go, go along this snaky passage. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Yeah, yeah, and there's the end. Small puddle of blue ooze, which I left there a few minutes ago. And it's still there because nobody else is here. Well, except the other oozes. The mechanical goblins, the mechanical ogres, the shadow spiders, probably some Oturok. But none of those have any interest in puddles of blue ooze. So I'm the only person here who, you know, possibly get it, which means it's still there. Anyway, use the earthenware bottle. 64 XP to general. You stoop down. There's no stooping. No stooping for Sir Croakington. She's already very low to the floor. You scoop up the puddle of thick blue ooze with the earthenware bottle. The strange, frigid, slimy liquid laps against the walls of the vessel. Oakwork archetype, just going to quick combat that. 15 XP. Exploration status, small number of wandering foes remains. Good, good, good. Yeah, we're making progress with that. We've almost got all of them. Mechanical ogre, quick combat, 15 XP. Another Oakwork archetype, quick combat, 17 XP. Very few wandering foes remain now. Mechanical ogre, quick combat that, 15 XP. Lone wandering foe remains, but probably not for very long. Maybe it's another one of those big old oozes. Yep, massive blob. Begin combat. I go into a battle wage. Stop blocking the corridor! It's rude! Possibly that's what I'm yelling about. Oh, I don't like blue people! I am racist against blue things! It tries to envelop me and studs me. 20 does 23 damage. It's nearly done. And it is slain. 140 XP. More than the last. I'm guessing they get tougher as you go along. Presumably because they get a little bit of ooze from its dear companions. With repulsive chorus of oozing sounds erupting out of its rapidly shrinking, quivering core. The massive blue blob begins to melt. After less than a minute, only a small puddle remains to mark the creature's passing. Then we shall scoop that up. That's also some interesting some dungeon design where these things can appear anywhere. And wherever you fight them, the blob will appear until you scoop it up. I mean, it's more programming than strictly necessary, but probably not that big a deal. The strange frigid liquid laps against the walls of the vessel. Let's have a closer look at this bottle now. Earthenware bottle. Where are you? You're under the ease. You're all in alphabetical order. This bottle is filled with the blue frigid liquid. Maybe I can use it somewhere. A massive, unmoving assembly of metal gears blocks the passage to the west. A substantial amount of heat rises off the angled metal surface of the odd but imposing contraction, leaving you to believe only recently ground to a halt. That's probably what those levers I was pulling did. Use the earthenware bottle. 128 experience to general. You reach out and pour some of the blue liquid from your earthenware bottle into the massive gear assembly. Almost instantly, the liquid transforms into a thick sheen of frost that covers the angled metal surface of the odd but imposing contraption. Ice? Ice like a hammer I have? Yeah. Hammer of icy wrath. Not yet. Okay, now I can use it. A massive, unmoving assembly of metal gears blocks the passage to the west. Thick coating of frost covers the angled metal surface of the odd but imposing contraption used to hammer of icy wrath. 128 experience to general. A single mighty stroke of the hammer of icy wrath is all it takes to destroy the the frost-covered gear assembly. The deep frozen metal pieces shatter upon impact and scatter throughout the passage. The passage ahead is now clear. West! Oh, it's another one of those fist-sized glowing blue orbs. Just like the ones on the previous floor. Use the hammer, I see. Waff! 64 XP to general. It's the exact same message that you get for all the other previous little blue gems we got. Okay, let's keep going. We can smash through one of those things, then we can do again on the other side, to the east. The gears have all stopped spinning. Use the earthenware bottle. 128 experience to general. You reach out and pour some of the blue liquid from your earthenware bottle onto the massive gear assembly. Almost instantly, the liquid transforms into a thick sheen of frost that covers the angled metal surface of the odd but imposing contraption. Use the hammer of icy wrath. Smash! 128 experience to general. A single mighty stroke of the hammer of icy wrath is all it takes to destroy the frost-covered gear assembly. The deep frozen metal pieces shatter upon impact and scatter throughout the passage. The passage ahead is now clear. I'll go east a bit more. It's another one of those orbs. Use the hammer of icy wrath. Collect another blue gem. And also 64 experience to general. I think no wandering foes remain. It may well be time to go to the next floor. Pashanian impression. Yes. And now the way down is unlocked, just like it's been unlocked on all the floors before. Another 384 experience to general. Now we'll have a little preview of 32. Okay, I'm in a little circle with question marks. Question marks to the northeast and to the southwest. What they do, we shall see. Maybe they're just the ways to other sections. Because I can see other sections of the dungeon to the west, where we've got a big circle. To the east, where we've got a capital E on its side. And to the west, where we seem to be in the southwest fragment of something. We don't see enough of it, to be sure. Anyway, now that's enough of Wagner's Mad for now. We're making our way out of here. We shall return in the next episode to see what is going on floor 32. Because that's as far as we can go, right? Yep. As far as we... Next one is 32. So anyway, next one. Next episode, we will be trekking out floor 32. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.